American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Incoming border czar Tom Homan made a visit to the border in Texas today and met with Texas Governor Greg Abbott to discuss immigration. Abbott expressed his gratitude to the Texas National Guard soldiers and the Texas Department of Public Safety officers stationed at the border during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Having you available to serve the state of Texas or the United States of America is essential for Texas and for our country to remain sovereign, free, and safe. And that's exactly what you are delivering to the people of our great state. And I want to say thank you so much.
Homan is warning those seeking to enter the country illegally not to cross the line or there will be consequences. In his defeat of Democrat Kamala Harris, Donald Trump won a bigger percentage of the vote in each of the 50 states and Washington, D.C. than he did 4 years ago. He won more actual votes than in 2020 in 40 states, according to the Associated Press. Certainly, Harris's more than 7 million vote decline from President Joe Biden's 2020 total was a factor in her loss, especially in swing state metropolitan areas that have been the party's winning electoral strongholds. Find more on this at AFN.net. The Washington Free Beacon reports MSNBC says it was unaware of Kamala Harris's campaign contributions to Al Sharpton's nonprofit. Sharpton conducted a softball interview with Harris shortly after the campaign paid his group $500,000. And Sharpton did not inform MSNBC viewers of the contributions during the segment, nor did he inform network leadership, according to a network spokesman. California Governor Gavin Newsom may be issuing an incentive for residents to buy electric vehicles. Here's Fox Business's Max Gordon.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom wants to offer a $7,500 rebate on electric vehicles if President-elect Donald Trump gets rid of the current federal tax credit. While the details of this rebate program are still being worked out, there's the potential that it would include a market cap provision, and that could potentially exclude Tesla, along with other manufacturers, from the California rebates. Elon Musk responded on X, calling the potential exclusion of Tesla, quote, insane. California is a massive market for EV sales. Nearly 35% of all EVs registered in the country are right here in the Golden State, and by 2035, all new cars and light trucks sold in the state must be zero emission. In Santa Monica, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
A new proposed Texas state law looks to reclassify abortion-inducing drugs as controlled substances. Louisiana already has such a law, according to the Texas Tribune. Texas Republican State Representative Pat Curry said the intent of the measure is to make it harder for people, especially teenagers, to order mifepristone and misoprostol online to terminate pregnancies. Some Louisiana doctors claim it's done little to strengthen the state's abortion ban and has caused confusion and fear. It's the season of thanks and the season of sweets. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire shares tips for healthful eating during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
The biggest thing I could recommend, cook at home anytime you possibly can, because when you go out, you are no longer in control of those oils and the sugars and the salts and everything that is added to your foods. So if you are getting your food from the grocery store, you're now cooking it at home, it's bound to be healthier than anything you're getting out.
She also talked about snacks.
When you're snacking, maybe grab a handful of pistachios or blueberries or some of these other superfoods that are good for your brain and your entire body instead of grabbing potato chips.
She went on to say it's best to drink water and to avoid sodas. She said unsweetened tea is fine, but not to add sugar. Fox Business reports Walmart is to roll back some DEI policies, becoming the latest U.S. firm to join a growing trend. Walmart joins Ford, John Deere, Toyota, and other major companies in ditching the controversial initiatives. Anti-woke activist and filmmaker Robbie Starbuck said the company is working to remove sexual and transgender products inappropriately marketed toward children. That will do it for news this time around. We invite you to go to AFN.net to find more there. You can also join us at the top of next hour. We appreciate your listening. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.